patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Zora Stevenson, we talk with her every week. Can't wait to hear her thoughts now on Serge Ibaka having joined the Bucks and played for the Bucks. Zora, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, one game in. Not bad on Serge Ibaka's part. I don't know if it's fair to do a deep dive considering the Bucks weren't the best as a whole. But Serge Ibaka gets the start. Of course, Giannis was out, but you put yourself in a position that Coach Bud feels highly enough of you to put you in the starting lineup after one practice. Hey, you know, not bad.
He's a smart vet.
He is. And well, and the Bucks appreciate that. Like, John Horst had a press conference the other day, and obviously the skill is paramount, but with this team, especially like in win-now mode and having the core and understanding all the pieces that are in place, they want to add veteran guys that know how to win. Serge Ibaka has winning experience.
All in, Homer?
What?
All in?
No, there's more. Oh, that would have been the old going all in. You got to go further all in now to meet the current standard of going all in. Zora's going to tell us what the next move will be.
Oh, she is.
Well, there's the word out that they're going to sign free agent swingman DeAndre Bembry, which I think is about as irrelevant as anything that could be done. But
wow.
The thing, well, no, I always agree with Homer. What I do agree on this part of it is the
agree with Homer, like all the time.
Hey, now hold on, Pebble. You can't use that anymore because people will get confused about from the past and the present. So I'm comfortable to just hold that and eliminate that because she's
we're eliminating.
She's going to say it in the present, and I don't want people to take it out of context. Go ahead and agree now if you wish.
In this moment, I would agree with you from the standpoint of the Bucks' core is intact. Like, the Bucks' playmakers, the people that are really going to be at the forefront of whatever playoff run is in the near future, they're there. Right now, it's just filling in the backside, so to speak. And obviously, like, every player has a role, and every player is paramount to the success of the team. But let's be real. Like, you have Giannis, Chris, Drew, Bobby has cemented himself in his role as Brooke returns. John Horst made a definitive statement that Brooke Lopez will return this season.
I heard that. I don't believe him, but...
Oh, I know you like Brooke updates.
Come on, Homer.
I know you like Brooke updates.
I think he oversold it immensely.
Why?
Because that's what he's hoping.
First of all, you love John Horst.
I do.
Now you're doubting him.
Yes, on this particular thing. I think he's overselling it to the max.
Very
no, I still like him. I understand what you have to do in public.
I just think I like him, but he's just BSing me. Okay, makes sense.
I think that what were his exact words? He expects him to play?
No, he said Brooke Lopez will return this season. Pat Connaughton will return this season.
Okay, will return.
I agree with him.
He will return.
Sounds very definitive.
The positive nature of saying will return should be very careful. I don't believe at any point. Here's the next question. Will he return at a level that he played last year?
I'll give you the direct wording. It was Pat will be back in play for us this year. Mm-hmm. And then he coupled that with Brooke will be back and will play for us this year.
Okay.
So that was the wording.
Nicely done. Very slick. There is no comparison at all to the injuries involved and the degree to which they will come back. Connaughton will come back be 100%.
Sure. Well, he didn't say how they'll come back.
I know. That's why he put it that way. It's a nice positive spin.
He did say they will be back.
They will return. And yes, I would agree with John Horst. They will return.
Yeah. And we started this by just saying that just the group is intact. It's just figuring out.
And did you add Grayson Allen in there? I think because I think his play has been fantastic.
Grayson and Pat is part of the core to me in terms of just that natural rotation. No, what?
You have not changed on Pat
Not
Connaughton?
To me.
Wait, is this Tony?
He's never going to.
So you don't
give
Pat
Connaughton. Throw him just
like
a little bone. Or is he not better than you thought? At this point this year, do you not have him at a slightly higher level than you had him at this point last year?
No, listen, my personal feelings on players, it's irrelevant to their thing. I'm just saying they're just not my kind of players.
But he's better than you thought, even though he's not your kind
not
of player.
In my opinion, he's not. No.
Oh, okay, all right. Take it away. I give up. Go ahead, Zora.
It is a fact that he is better this season. That's a fact. Like the numbers.
No, you better talk to Tony. He just said it's not a fact.
Tony, it's a fact he's better this season. Maybe not better than you thought, whatever. That's all opinion. But it is a fact that he is better this season compared to last season.
Okay.
Not to him.
No,
I asked Tony, is he better this season than last season? Yes or no?
You know, I don't pay him enough attention to recognize if he's better or not.
Good luck. You just got to move on. Just move on. He ain't changing.
Well, in that case, then all these, you know, signings and reports are very important because he's thinking that Grayson and Pat are irrelevant. My goodness.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know what his thought is about Grayson.
I'm not saying they're irrelevant. They're super relative.
But they're lower on the food chain.
They play a ton of minutes, so they're super relevant.
Okay. Okay, good.
But who's better, Pat Connaughton or Grayson Allen?
Apples and oranges. Apples and oranges.
Yeah, it's like choosing between black licorice and candy corn.
Yeah.
Well, stop it.
No, he's not going to stop it. You just have to accept it, Zora. He's not changing. His scouting bureau,
the
original papers that he sends into the team will never change.
I'm not obligated to like everybody. I mean, that's just what it is.
No, but there just somebody. My goodness.
Somebody. Love Giannis. Love Drew.
Yeah. Okay.
Love
Bobby Portis.
What about a role player? Like, is there any role player?
I kind of like Nwora. Let me see who else I like. I'm okay with Portis. Mm-hmm. He just freaks me out with his eyes, but
he's prone to do something goofy, like when he grabbed the jersey of the guy and threw him down. What are you thinking?
Love Thanasis. His energy is just
on.
He's a must watch.
That's an embarrassment.
He's a must watch.
That you
on the
say
bench.
That positive thought compared to Grayson Allen and Pat Connaughton.
We're talking about who I like. Not
he's not
impact.
Even on the team. He's a cheerleader.
I'm not talking about their impact and how much they play. I'm just talking about who I like and who I don't like.
All right. Any other cheerleader that you like on the team? And he's a great cheerleader.
The one with the dark hair, she's good.
All right. He's one of the top five cheerleaders, but that's what he is. You would agree with that?
You talking to me? I'm not.
No, I know you're going to stay out of it. I just want to know.
Stay out of it.
You're a great. We'll get back to
stay out of it.
He's a cheerleader. You agree. You agree, Tony.
Who? Yo, 100% cheerleader.
Okay. All right. Back to you, Zora.
But I like him.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Should we talk about Serge?
We could. We can also
Serge,
talk about
another guy I like.
Tony also made a great point. You're wondering about Brooklyn if they can convince Simmons to play like Giannis. That the greatest competition of the Bucks in the East, I think, without a doubt, is if Tony's theory is correct. If they convince Simmons to play like Giannis, Brooklyn's very scary.
It's hard for me to worry about Brooklyn. It's like, when are they all going to even play? Yeah. So they're hurt. They're getting acclimated. And then playoffs come and it just all clicks. Oh, and Kyrie is going to be in and out unless they decide to pay a fine.
Camaraderie matters. We're not saying that it's all going to click. I'm just saying that if it does, if that occurs,
I would be more worried about the Sixers.
I think both teams got better, and that they will also be dangerous if that Harden-Embiid thing works. So,
yeah. I mean, even if Harden doesn't work, Joel Embiid is playing at high level, and they have pieces that just understand what they're supposed to do.
Also, really like Wes Matthews. I forgot to mention my guy. Love Wes Matthews.
Okay, that's a Marquette thing.
No, just a thing.
Zora, you're right. You nailed that one.
I named a whole bunch of people I like on the team.
Add that to the list of things he won't admit.
I got two people I don't like on the team, and you guys think I don't like everybody. It's just two people I don't like.
Duly noted.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
I think the Bucks are in good shape. I think they need the All-Star break. That's what I think.
They need it? Why?
Well, okay, need is a strong word, but I think the All-Star break is coming at a good time. Everybody can... I always, you know, it's like rest up and reset, but my goodness, you got two All-Stars. It's like kind of the, you know, blessing and a curse of being a really good team. You know, two of your guys who could probably use some rest are going to have to go do the All-Star game festivities. And the Antetokounmpos are doing double duty because Giannis not only has to play in the game, but him and his brothers are in the skills challenge.
Nice.
Your thoughts? Have you been up to speed on this? Your thoughts?
No. Didn't know that.
Yeah, so Giannis, Thanasis, and it's not Kostas. It's Alex.
Oh.
Yeah, the youngest one.
Wow. Well, I give credit to the NBA because they have figured some way to try to make it entertaining, and however they do that, they don't care.
Yeah,
you know how it all happened? I'm not entirely sure, but Giannis is, you know, Giannis, so.
Of course.
He wants to compete with his brothers, I'm sure.
Giannis said, how about doing this? And they said, yep.
And we're all going to watch.
I'm a little disappointed because I heard his mom would be playing as well. And they didn't. That'll be.
I'm sure if that was an option, they'd get her in there.
I agree. Yes. Yes. Yep. And I support all that because if you have Juan Anderson in the slam dunk competition, then anything is possible. That's the biggest story. I have to check to see. I don't believe he ever won a slam dunk competition at Marquette. I'm not even sure when they had the, you know, Midnight Madness that he was even in the slam dunk competition. And I have to check with my peeps. But that's great. It's a great story.
You got peeps?
I got
more
got
than
peeps?
You.
I got slam dunk.
Sword, you got
Midnight
peeps?
Madness peeps.
Are you?
We're nice people, so we have peeps.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I have.
Hold on.
Todd Townsend is my. Slam dunk, Midnight Madness peep.
Hold on a second.
Because
I don't care about your Todd Townsend take.
Okay, sorry.
Zora just insulted me. Zora, who are you directing that at? Saying we're nice, we got peeps, meaning who was not nice? Pebble?
I tried to get it through in Zora and move on right away,
saying,
but he didn't go for
nice?
It. So you're on your own now. I can provide no help for you right now, Zora.
It was a general statement that you felt connected to for some reason, Tony. I can't answer that for you.
I'm getting clarification.
Nicely
I'm asking
done.
For clarification. I was unsure of where that was coming from or where it was going. I was trying to. I thought he was going at Pebble. I was going to defend Pebble.
You've never defended me once on this show.
Yeah, we know that
too. I was
too.
Going to this time, Pebble.
Czar, you got a chance in politics. That was one of the greatest spins ever.
Zora's inching towards the Pat Connaughton Grayson Allen category.
Yeah!
Don't.
Yeah!
Zora?
Oh.
You have created, okay. We have created a standard as of today.
I've been warned.
That's right.
No,
you're just on probation right now. You
know in the future, anything done that gets to that level.
She's on peep probation right now.
Are you still doing the Winter Olympics?
Yes, and they're still going on. Lots of really great stories with all these athletes. Last I checked, the United States has 17 medals, so in the top five in medals. Still about a week to go. Sunday's the last day. So,
what's this
and
name?
Women's hockey in the champion in the gold medal game.
Women, it's tonight, 11 o'clock, I think, or no, tomorrow.
Yep,
is it?
Yep, versus Canada.
Is there something about people not getting their medals yet? They got to wait to get their medals?
Just the Russian.
Oh, just a Russian.
Yeah.
I heard something about that.
To this point, for you, what would be the highlight of what you've experienced in any way, shape, or form? You can go in any direction you like. If you talk to somebody and said, all right, what's your biggest moment or memory right now?
There's a lot of athletes that are at the end of their careers that are getting medals for the very first time. Or continuing to shine. So, like, at the beginning, it was like one woman was like the oldest woman to win a medal, Lindsay Jacob Ellis, I believe 36 years old, and she won gold. And then the very next day, 40-year-old Nick Baumgartner won gold medal in snowboard cross. And so it's like every day it seems like, you know, age ain't nothing but a number. That's what the theme for Team USA seems to be this time around.
Homer doesn't know that song, by the way.
Correct. There was no need to go there. She was on a roll,
no
and
idea.
Everybody was loving it. It's a Tom Brady year.
You got
year.
The drift, though. You got the drift.
You did it great.
I got it exactly, but yeah. Homer didn't catch that.
No. Everybody knows that.
We'll play it on the next comeback.
So it's a lot of interesting stuff, but I am excited to see women's hockey. Canada, that's a rivalry. 6 of the last 7 Olympics,
they
have met in the gold medal game. So you want to talk about rivalry. You know, sometimes in the NBA, we like bring up these rivalries that are season-to-season rivalries. No, like you want a real historic one? Yeah, the USA and Canada. Women's
Both
hockey.
Canada and USA know that as they train for the Olympics, they're going to play in the gold, and they're going to have to beat the other one.
Yeah.
And when they finish this game, they'll think in the next Winter Olympics, if they want to win gold, they're going to have to beat the same team again.
Exactly.
Thank you.
That's what I'm looking at tonight.
Yeah. Thanks, Aura.
Yeah.
After the Bucks, of course. After the Bucks game versus the Pacers.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah.
Throwing down ain't nothing but a thing.
You're just mocking me.
This is
That's
true.
All you're doing. Thanks, Zora.
Bye.
Next.